This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Yes, hour number three coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
I run them in every configuration, inside the waistband, outside the waistband. They have a holster for you. Go check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Pantsuit has decided, for better or worse, to put the Second Amendment in her crosshairs, and she's running as the first major party candidate in the history of the United States to make hollowing out core constitutional rights a major plank in her presidential platform. Now, the right for us to keep and bear arms is a very basic human right, and it's, you know, it's reflected in the Second Amendment. That has inexplicably become a core target of Pantsuit's 2016 presidential run. Its position even more extreme than her gun control positions in the 1990s and early 2000s, and far more extreme than her near Republican turn as a candidate she ran against Barack Obama in the 2008 Democrat primaries. In the 1990s and the early 2000s, she favored a punitive 25% tax on handguns designed to make it cost prohibitive for poor people, and read that as minorities. And you wouldn't be wrong to obtain pistols and revolvers for personal defense. She wanted to drive most small gun dealers out of business by imposing an exorbitant $2,500 licensing fee. She's also a fan of the universal background check and supported a bill to require federal registration of every new gun sold. Then, in 2008, she backed off of this because she was running for president. She was attempting to position herself as a moderate against an upstart U.S. Senator from Illinois, Barack Obama. Clinton went so far as to mock Obama for his infamous bitter clingers comment, but it didn't matter. She still lost. 8 years after this very painful defeat, because she was supposed to be coordinated in 2008, the first woman president. She's the smartest woman in the world. I don't know where she gets this from, but that's what she's been told. But 8 years after this, and after a very dangerous turn of Secretary of State under her former rival, she's emerged in 2015 as a candidate convinced that she could win running far to the left of both her 2008 candidacy and even her extreme views of the 1990s. Her public views on the human right to bear arms have not just shifted radically to a statist, position. She's also made that desire to attack this core right one of the driving focuses of her 2016 campaign. On Pantsuit's behalf, the Democrats went so far as to write the Second Amendment out of existence in their 2016 party platform just 2 weeks ago. Do you understand how insane that is? Do you understand how bizarre that is in this time, at this moment in time? She's attacking gun rights where we're at historic lows in violence, you know, period. We're at historic highs of people carrying guns with permits, where there's more states where you don't have to have a permit to carry a gun. Gun sales are at an all-time high. More Americans than ever before are buying them. They're carrying them. I mean, and gun ownership has rapidly shifted away from being a largely rural white male tradition, which is referred to as gun culture 1.0, to one with the fastest growing demographics are younger, urban, and female, the much discussed gun culture 2.0. This has been a celebration of the human right to bear arms, and it has been a very joyous celebration. Shooting sports are the fastest growing high school sports in the United States, and different shooting sports such as IDPA, three gun, and the Precision Rifle Series, are growing incredibly fast. In Obama's not quite 8 years, well, back in June of last year, he had already reached 100 million background checks in his tenure. And now at this time, it's very safe, I think, to say that more than 100 million new firearms have entered the market just during his administration, leading him to being amusingly celebrated as the greatest gun salesman of all time, even among his allies in the media. And while one-third of the firearms in this nation joined the market within less than a decade, much to the alarm and disgust of gun control supporters, guess what happened to violent crime? It has plummeted. So have accidents with firearms. The media hype about a spike in mass shootings is likewise a lie, or more precisely, a redefined truth. The traditional definition of a mass shooting has always been four or more people killed in a single event. This is not a familicide, terrorist attack, or a gang-related event. Within the past 2 years, however, the mainstream media arbitrarily switched to a completely different definition created by a self-described anti-gun propagandist, where any shooting in which four people are injured is a mass shooting. So now when Pookie does a drive-by of a rival gang and wounds Miguel, Jose, and Clarence, but Clarence gets a round off in return and wings Pookie, this is now a mass shooting. Whereas before it was just one incident and on an average Friday in Chicago. According to this new hysteria-inducing definition of mass shootings, there were more than 400 mass shootings in the United States in 2015. Oh, gosh. In 2015, in reality, there were only four mass shootings in all of 2015. The last time there was a significant spike in violent crime, do you know who the president was then? It was another Clinton. Now, it's very clear that her much-publicized assault on the human right of individuals to bear arms has worried both her handlers and her allies in the mainstream media. And, you know, there's three different articles the other day by three different news organizations attempting to downplay the radical nature of her attacks on this core constitutional right. Bloomberg News has concocted a Q&A in an effort to position her stance as a moderate one. CNN posted an article today attempting to reassure the fast-growing number of gun-owning Democrats that candidate Clinton isn't looking to take their guns in a piece that intentionally glosses over what pantsuit herself has made a core argument. And Kevin Drum has taken to the digital pages of Mother Jones in an attempt to moderate Hillary Clinton's true goals towards gun rights so that the increasing number of liberal gun owners won't stay home in November. See, these are the things you won't hear about on a regular basis. While everybody's saying, everybody wants Trump to break down and back out. Well, there's a lot of, Clinton's got a lot of issues. She got a lot of issues. Now, Trump says that she wants to get rid of the Second Amendment. He's a little bit wrong there. She knows there's ever lessening support for abolishing the Second Amendment, but she is looking to stack the Supreme Court. That is no doubt about it. There'll be another day. There will be another day. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about her focus on the PLCAA and the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. And just to show you how that actually is also very, very disingenuous. We'll be right back.
would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Realpricesilver.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
I have run these, continue to run them every day. And these are just about indestructible. And they have a lifetime warranty. And they continue to innovate. I mean, they've broken into other things that, you know, is unbelievable. So, TacticalHolsters.com. At the heart of Clinton's attack on the human right of armed self-defense is her full frontal assault on the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, which is very hard to remember. So let's just say the PLCAA. Clinton and several allies are focused on the PLCAA and have been for months, claiming that it provides the firearm industry immunity from being held responsible for its actions. This is a very bold, direct, and intentional lie to the American people from pantsuit. Gun makers and sellers can be sued and are being sued right now for both negligence and criminal actions. Remington is presently negotiating a class action settlement that will cost them millions over a defective trigger design. They're also being sued as a parent company of Bushmaster in a case resulting from the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. That suit should not be taking place. Century Arms is battling a lawsuit over safeties that allegedly didn't work, where, in fact, you would flip the safety on this particular AK and it would go off. Badger Arms just lost a famous case for selling guns to an obvious straw purchaser who used the gun to shoot two police officers. The owner of Stag Arms has been banned from the industry for life, and his former company hit with a $500,000 or a cluster of $500,000 fines for paperwork violations. The PLCAA has never offered blanket immunity to the industry, as Clinton has repeatedly claimed. As these cases clearly show, manufacturers and sellers who make defective products or who act criminally can, of course, be sued, just like any other business. All the PLCAA does is prevent gun control zealots from filing waves of frivolous lawsuits meant to bankrupt retailers and wholesalers and manufacturers, destroying the gun industry via lawsuits, since they can't get the public to agree to ban guns. And just to be clear, the only reason to repeal the PLCAA is so that the deep-pocketed gun control groups financed by anti-gun billionaires can file wave after wave of frivolous lawsuits to bankrupt manufacturers, distributors, and gun dealers. Whether manufacturers are guilty of any crimes is beside the point. They will be bankrupted by having to pay teams of lawyers millions of dollars to defend themselves. Her goal of removing the PLCAA exists for no other reason than to hollow out the right to bear arms by bankrupting the industry through a wave of frivolous lawsuits. So, which is more devious here? Is it more repulsive to honestly claim to the world that you want to abolish the Second Amendment so that voters can judge you on the merits of your position? Or is it more vile to claim to respect the traditions of gun owners while plotting to destroy the entire industry and render the right impossible to exercise? That has long been a, you know, since the PLCAA, it's not that old of a law. I think it's 11 years old. And this was brought about after a bout of imagination where they got out and said, you know, we could just sue them even though we know we're not going to win. But, I mean, they got to defend against it or they lose. Right? So, now, coming out of Baltimore, we had Tom calling, talking about the necklace he was assembling of this, that, and the other. And recently, there's been a body count of DNC operators that have been, it's been mounting. They've been dying, quote unquote, mysteriously. All of this since the Democratic National Committee emails were leaked a few weeks ago. Since then, three people associated with the DNC have all been found dead under what could be questionable circumstances. Some, including Bernie Sanders supporters, suspect the Clintons were behind the deaths. Just more episodes of the alleged Clinton body count dating back to the 1990s. Other dismissive speculation is left-wing conspiracy nuts. But until the police have completed their investigations and the medical examiners have released autopsy reports, it's premature to make any determinations. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to look at each one of these cases and see where they fall on the necklace, as Tom put it. It's interesting that this has happened. It sort of makes you go, doesn't it? It sort of makes you go, You know what? I got enough time, I think, to do the first one. Let's do the first one. Seth Rich, DNC staffer Seth Rich, was mysteriously murdered in the streets of Washington, D.C. on July the 10th. Although it is being investigated as a robbery, his wallet, credit cards, and watch were not taken. The 27-year-old was shot in the back on July 10th at 4:15 a.m. near his affluent neighborhood while he was reportedly walking home from his girlfriend's apartment. Police still have no suspects, witnesses, or motives. His mother told a local NBC station that there were bruises on his face, knees, and hands, apparently from trying to fend off his attackers. Some are speculating that pantsuit is behind the murder because Rich could have been the DNC staffer responsible for leaking the 20,000 damaging DNC emails to WikiLeaks. The allegation is that powerful Sanders allies convinced Rich to leak the data. He had previously worked on the U.S. Senate campaign for Nebraska businessman Scott Klebe, who lost his election. The Clinton Global Initiative provided funds for a clean energy business started by Klebe, who had come under an investigation after losing $300,000 in 2010 and another $300,000 in 2011 despite the subsidies. Rich was also previously employed at a data firm that had worked with the Clintons. After news of possible corruption emerged between the Clinton Global Initiative and Klebe, supposedly that led to Sanders cronies pressuring Rich to leak what was going on. Rich was a data analyst, so it is very possible he could have had access to the DNC emails. Julian Assange of WikiLeaks said recently on TV that it wasn't Russian hackers who intercepted the emails, as the Hillary Clinton campaign has alleged, and said it was one of a number of staffers within the DNC who have leaked them. Oh, the plot thickens. We'll continue with this when we get back. The necklace gets heavier and thicker as the charms are added to it. And we'll continue talking about poor Seth Rich and the other two people. The other two DNC operatives who've mysteriously died since the email leaks. We'll be right back. Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one someone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This part of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
TacticalHolsters.com, go check them out. They are truly, I mean, I've run these things for the entire time this show's existed. Haven't broken any of them yet. Still got the original first one I ever, and still use it, because it's my Glock 17 holster, which gets lots and lots and lots of use. Talking about the strange, and this is, you know, they get out there all the time and say, it's an epidemic. Well, there seems to be an epidemic of epidemic proportions of DNC operators that are dying since this email leak. And right now we're talking about the sad case of Seth Rich. Emily Zanotti of Heat Street, who is no leftist, has written a skeptical article about the conspiracy theories surrounding his death, analyzing Reddit threads. Reddit has contributors covering the circumstances of his death extensively, but they aren't professional journalists and they're mostly anonymous. And they can get things wrong, which hurts the credibility of the speculation. The myth-debunking site Snopes labeled the suspicion over Rich's death as false. That's sort of strange. That seems sort of strange, since how does Snopes know that it is false? How could they possibly know that it's false? That's a curious one, too, isn't it? The police haven't even completed their investigation yet, which Snopes admits. Many murders go unsolved, including several of the strange deaths of people associated with the Clintons. A $25,000 reward is being offered for information about who killed Rich by Julian Assange. There should be no rush to judgment either way. Two people were robbed at gunpoint within an hour before Rich was murdered a little over a mile away. If he really was the victim of a robbery, why didn't the robbers take his stuff, though? It is possible that Rich refused to turn his valuables over, so the robbers shot him and then fled without the valuables due to the noise from the gunshot. I guess after they beat his face in. You know, that kind of thing. Police investigators will likely speak with the victims of the earlier two robberies and ask if they can recall what the gun looked like to see if the ballistics match the two rounds that killed Rich. Then there's Sean Lucas. Sean Lucas, along with filmmaker Ricardo Villaba, served the DNC on July 3rd with a complaint and summons in a fraud action on behalf of Sanders supporters. In the video, he can be seen grinning, very happy to do this. On August 2nd, he was found lying in the bathroom floor, dead by his girlfriend when she came home that evening. His girlfriend said he was in good health. No word on what killed him, besides him being dead. Then there's John Ash, the former president of the United Nations General Assembly. John Ash mysteriously passed away on June 22nd, a few days before he was scheduled to begin pretrial meetings involving shady financial dealings regarding a former Clinton crony. Local police officials said he died from dropping a barbell on his throat while working out. The UN, oddly, first claimed he died of a heart attack. Now, I don't know about you, because I've dropped dumbbells on me before, and I've had heart attacks before, and they are vastly different circumstances. The 61-year-old was supposed to testify against Chinese real estate developer Nap Lapseng, who was implicated in the Chinagate scandal, for funneling money to the DNC for Bill Clinton through Arkansas restaurant owner Charlie Try. Ash was arrested last year for allegedly taking over $3 million in bribes from Chinese businessmen, including over $500,000 from Lapseng, in exchange for building a United Nations conference center in Macau. Anybody dying to go to Macau? Dominican attorney Harry Schillingford questioned his death. He said it's strange for Antigua's most senior diplomat to be implicated and die under such troubling circumstances. The New York Post, page 6, ran a skeptical article questioning the circumstances. A source told the paper during the trial the prosecutors would have linked Ash to the Clinton bagman, Ng. It would have been very embarrassing. His death was conveniently timed. However, his widow, Dr. Anila Cherian, said it was the third time that her husband had been found collapsed at their home. And there's more suspicious deaths recently of people with ties to the Clintons. Victor Thorne, who wrote 4 books exposing the Clintons, reportedly killed himself with a gun on his 54th birthday, August the 1st, while on top of a mountain near his Pennsylvania home. The books he wrote were Hillary and Bill, the Sex Volume, Hillary and Bill, the Drugs Volume, Hillary and Bill, the Murder Volume, and his latest, which was published in February, Crowning Clinton, Why Hillary Shouldn't Be in the White House. According to the Inquisitor, Thorne had appeared multiple times on the Russell Scott Show and told the host, Russell, if I'm ever found dead, it was murder. I would never kill myself. Joe Montano, an aide to Hillary's running mate Tim Kaine, died of a heart attack on July 25th. He had worked for the DNC and was only 47 years old. A man named Larry Nichols claimed on the Pete Santilli Show that he was hired as a hitman for the Clintons and killed several people years ago. What it comes down to is this, and this is the thing, it really is. How many other politicians have you heard of who had so many mysterious deaths associated with them? You ever hear of a Bush body count? An Obama body count? Snopes, the left-leaning internet myth debunker, labels the Clinton body count as false. However, the main site that hosts a list of the Clinton body count reports that it is constantly under attack by hackers of pantsuits. Regardless of whether there is any truth to the Clintons being behind these deaths, At a very minimum, the gun laws in D.C. need to be changed to allow people to protect themselves, wouldn't you think? After being robbed while house-sitting for a friend, former Washington Times columnist Emily Miller wrote a book about how difficult it is to obtain a gun, called Emily Gets Her Gun. Right now, there's some ongoing litigation challenging these draconian laws, whether Rich was killed by robbers or someone else. A gun might have saved his life. It definitely ended his life. When you think about it, the Clintons are the only ones you ever hear about having a body count. And it's, you know, it's interesting. I don't know how much credence I give it. The coincidence is crazy. It is crazy coincidence. Absolutely crazy. Makes you go, Especially Victor Thorne. Climbed to the top of a mountain and shot himself. And before he shot himself, he was on a show and said, if I'm ever found dead, it was murder, I would never kill myself. The plot thickens. The one that I want to know most about, though, is Seth Rich, because the part that is left out is that he was, I mean, his body was in really bad shape. I mean, he was, they beat the mud out of him. And I haven't heard how far they think, you know, if there were powder burns around his, the two bullet wounds in his back, that means he was shot point blank or very close proximity. It wasn't like he was running away and it was a marksman shot. So, going to step back. One more WikiLeaks hack that is stunning. This should be big news, but it isn't. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
I've run them. I continue to run them. I will continue to run them. G-Code, check them out. Right now, they're doing a lot of talk about this pay-to-play thing. And WikiLeaks got out there, and there's been another hack, another revelation. During the time that Pantsuit was the Secretary of State, in this hack, it is discovered that George Soros suggested an intervention in domestic Albanian politics and got his way. Kyle Olson of the American Mirror spotted the incriminating email chain, which begins, it was from Richard R. Verma. Below, messages from George Soros for the secretary. I understand his organization was sending through other channels as well. Here's a text of the message. I'm available anytime. Thanks, Jonas. Dear Hillary, serious situation has arisen in Albania, which needs urgent attention at senior levels of the U.S. government. You may know that an opposition demonstration in Tirana on Friday resulted in the deaths of three people and the destruction of property. There are serious concerns about further unrest connected to a counter-demonstration to be organized by the governing party on Wednesday and a follow-up event by the opposition 2 days later to memorialize the victims. The prospect of tens of thousands of people entering the streets in an already inflamed political environment bodes ill for the return of public order and the country's fragile democratic process. Soros then calls for the international community, meaning Hillary, to intervene and pressure the Albanian government to forestall further demonstrations and tone down public pronouncements. He even offers a list of three candidates to go to Albania and act as mediator. Soros asks, or is it instructs, and guess what happened? 3 days after Pantsuit received the email from Soros, the EU ended up sending Soros' suggested nominee, something like the Jack to mediate civil unrest. So let's be clear about what we have here. We have Soros interfering in the internal affairs of a sovereign state and getting U.S. and other, you know, U.S. and U.N. cooperation to do it. Oh. Soros has long been accused of being a puppet master, orchestrating world politics and markets for his own benefit. This is probably not the first documented instance of his ordering an action and being implemented by major powers, but even if there is a precedent, how is this not making big news somewhere? Why did I have to go find this where I had to find it? Oh, well. Coming from the desk of Rob Morse, we have this little piece as we go away. You see, it's socially acceptable now for liberals to say they want to kill conservatives, but it's not acceptable for political conservatives to say the same thing. Welcome to the new normal, the new social norm of approved liberal bigotry. If you look, you can see a broad and consistent pattern. Liberal academics and their trolls have asked for the death of people who have a political idea with which they disagree. Here's what they said and what you should do about it. David W. Guth is a tenured professor of journalism in the William Allen White School of Journalism and Mass Communications at the University of Kansas. After the mass murder by a psychotic individual in the D.C. Naval Yard, Guth wrote, hashtag Navy Yard shooting. The blood is on the hands of hashtag NRA. Next time, let it be your sons and daughters. Shame on you. May God damn you. That's the complete quote. The murderer was not an NRA member. The murderer was a government contractor who was off his meds and murdered people in a gun-free zone. The cops tried to call the D.C. Naval Yard and say, one of your contractors is off his meds and sort of he's talking to the microwaves. That call was disregarded. He shouldn't have had a gun in the first place. He'd already been in one little rage incident where he'd shot the tires out from under a car, and he had another gun incident where he fired around through his ceiling or the floor of his neighbor. Still, he got a gun. But it's the NRA's fault, you see. Now, how long and loud would the media have shouted if Professor Guth had called for the death of Obama's children after these deaths? We now have a standard where some lives are more equal than others, where only liberally approved lives matter. James Pierce is an adjunct professor at Southern State Community College in Hillsboro, Ohio. He wrote, look, there's only one solution. A bunch of us anti-gun types are going to have to arm ourselves, storm the NRA headquarters in Fairfax, Virginia, and make sure there are no survivors. This action might also require coordinated hits at remote sites like Washington lobbyists. Then and only then will we see some legislative action on assault weapons. Have a nice day. Once again, that's the complete quote. College said they would take no action until a federal investigation is concluded. I doubt the school would have said the same thing if the professor had said to kill our recently favored and protected classes, such as Muslims or immigrants, and to make sure there are no survivors. It is okay to threaten gun owners who are stereotyped as old white men. Southern States College has let its bigotry show. The double standard extends beyond liberal white male university professors. Miranda Rhodes DeSalvo is the interim director of the Center for Enhancement of Teaching and Learning at the University of Cincinnati. She said, want to help this country? Kill the NRA! So the solution to all of our ills is to kill the NRA. The NRA was formed in 1871, immediately after the U.S. Civil War. They were teaching blacks to shoot while the Democrat-inspired Ku Klux Klan was disarming and lynching them. Salvo was a journalism professor at Ohio Wesleyan University. She's a vocal supporter of pantsuit. That tells us why the media is so quiet on these stories. Ask yourself what you'd hear from the media if a prominent conservative publicly suggested bombing abortion clinics and killing Hillary Clinton. We've heard that already about Trump. You know, Trump didn't even suggest it. Flood of condemnation would go on for days. Welcome to the double standard practice in academia. This is more than a war of words. A man named Mir Islam called police and pretended to be someone else. He claimed he was NRA Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre. He claimed that LaPierre had killed his wife and that LaPierre would kill police if they responded to the LaPierre home. Police in Virginia sent an armed special weapons and tactics team to LaPierre's house, where LaPierre was briefly detained. Had you heard that? He was not injured. Mir Islam was sentenced to 2 years in jail, and he received a year off his sentence due to time served. The Coalition to Stop Gun Violence thinks civilians should be disarmed, violently if necessary. They publicly urge their supporters to call the police or anyone their supporters think might have a gun. Swatting. That's what happened to LaPierre. He got swatted. Notice that this bigotry, what it does to our freedom of action. Rather than being free to do anything that does not injure others, the new double standard is that we can't do or say anything the socialists have not approved because it might offend them. What offends socialists is considered important. What offends people who love liberty is unimportant. And that's what I mean. That's what I keep saying. These guys have no idea what they're really up against. Because while we are not looking for a fight, we're the ones capable of bringing it. That's the problem. I don't understand why we would do this. Aren't we supposed to be both Americans? Pro-gun, anti-gun, aren't we supposed to be both Americans? Are you so anti-gun that the mere fact that I have a gun means you want to kill me? And yet you don't know how. That's the problem, isn't it? You don't know how to do it. Time to get involved. Time to speak up. You cannot be like Sarah Tipton. You have to be in the fight. We'll be back at this in 21 hours. It has never been about gun control. It will always be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.